And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, bottom of the page 6, volume 15, June 10th, 1923. Who knows what is the reason why Jesus is not coming, and if it is true, as sometimes he has made me understand, that he does not come because of the chastisements, since given the state of victim in which he keeps me, if he comes having to communicate pains to me because of the office I occupy, he feels his arms being broken, since divine justice wants to punish as the creature forces it to do so. Is this why he does not come? So if this is the case, then he should remove me from the state of victim. As long as he comes, I care little about everything else. What I care is about Jesus, my life, my all. Everything else is nothing for me. So here we see the great love that Luisa has for Jesus. She was always thinking of him, always wanting to please him, always wanted to make him happy. And again, this is why Jesus wants us to be linked to her, because we can't love Jesus the way we want to. We need help. And the help is the life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which Luisa possesses. So this is why we go to Luisa, not for Luisa. Jesus said, Luisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. We go to Luisa because Jesus is reigning there. We go to Luisa because the Blessed Mother is reigning there. And when we are with Luisa, we can love Jesus and Mary as we're supposed to. Now, while I was thinking of this and other things, my sweet Jesus, moving to my interior and surrounded my neck with his arms, told me, my daughter Luisa, what are you saying? Deposing you from your office? Now, if I, God, dispose you, Luisa, from your office, not only would you not occupy my office on earth, since you would not be in my holy humanity, that even though it did much in penetrating so much good for mankind, yet it did not take the rights, the honor, the decorum away from my justice when it would require to punish man justly. Rather, I would resign myself. But in lacking the link of connection, you would not be able to live in my divine will. And therefore, Luisa, you would lose dominion. Luisa, you would lose your acts, and your acts would become simple intentions. That's what the saints did. The saints did their acts as an intention to Jesus, for Jesus. In the divine will, our acts become Jesus's. Jesus does our acts and our acting. He does it. He takes us at our word. So when you do your prevenient act in the morning and your actual acts throughout the night, throughout the day, what happens at that point is what you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're doing, Jesus is thinking, Jesus is saying, Jesus is doing. You are, as he says, living in the divine will at that point. Now, as soon as we forget Jesus, we're out of the divine will. We don't possess it fully. But Jesus is asking, the more that we focus on him, the more that we desire this, the more God is going to reign in us. And that's what he wants. This is why God created us. He created Adam so that Adam could share in God's image and likeness. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us who have been redeemed to begin to allow Jesus to reign in us as he originally planned. Volume 15, July 14th, 1923. My daughter Luisa, have I come to make you suffer? Don't you remember when I wanted to chastise mankind and you did not want me to? Wanting to suffer yourself in their place, in order to make you content, I told you that instead of doing 10 for the love of you, I would do 5. Now the nations want to fight against one another, and those that believe themselves to be the most powerful are taking up arms to their teeth in order to destroy the weak nations. It is about total destruction, my daughter. This is why I have come to make you suffer, to give you that 5 that I promised you. My justice shall give to fire and water the power of the office that they contain in order to destroy peoples and entire cities. Therefore, a little bit of your suffering is necessary in order to reduce the chastisement by half. So think about it. World War II wasn't as bad as it could have been because of Louisa, because of her sufferings, the war was halved compared to what could have been. I mean, think about it. I mean, who do we thank this for? How do we thank God for a short war? It's because of Louisa. Now, Jesus is going to tell us this. Now that we've seen this, he moved in my interior as though holding many instruments in his hand, and as he moved them, sufferings and pains were formed with such tearing of all my members that I don't know how I remained alive. And when Jesus would see me moaning and shivering because of the intensity of the pains with the air of the one who has triumphed over everything, Jesus would say to me, "You, Louisa, are my life. And with my life, I can do whatever I, God, want." See, it's total surrender. This is why Jesus loved Louisa so much. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. And he says, "You are my life." Has Jesus said that to any saint? Do you ever hear that recorded anywhere by any of the saints? I can do whatever I want. You are my life. It's not a reflection. If you read the saints, you are a reflection of my life. You are the sum of my life. You are, something like that. But never, you are my life. This is why Father Bucci said, we're going to realize Louisa was Louisa la Santa while she was alive, the saint. But we're going to recognize her. The church is going to recognize her as Louisa, the saint of the church. This is what's coming. And for some reason, God has asked us to know her first. It's almost like being invited as one of the wise men or one of the shepherds to Bethlehem to meet Jesus first. This is only the grace of God. This is the light of God that he's allowing us to recognize this newborn, this firstborn of the divine will. He says, and then he would continue his crafting to make me suffer. You are my life, Louisa. And with my life, I can do whatever I want. As God, as the Almighty. Volume 16, September 2nd, 1923. How many tragic things have you, Louisa, not seen? And on top of this, the great preparations for war that the nations are making. Last year, France, by moving against Germany, rang the first bell. Italy, by moving against Greece, rang the second bell. And then another nation shall come and shall ring the third bell to call them to fight. What perfidy, what obstinacy. This is why my justice can no longer bear so much obstinacy. It forces me, God, to withdraw from you, Louisa, to give it free, give to be free in its course. The pain you feel in your heart, Louisa, in addition to the pain of my privation, is nothing other than the pain of humanity separated from me, Jesus. Indeed, it is a horrible pain, so much so that my heart withered and agonized. And now, because of the bonds you have with me, Louisa, you remain bound to the human family, and you yourself are forced to feel this pain, the human generations that separate from me with their horrendous sins. Courage, do not lose heart. Let me give free course to my divine justice, and then I shall be with you again, and we shall pray and cry together over the destiny of man, that he may no longer roam throughout the earth, but return to his God. That's what God is asking of us to do. To be one with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, to bring mankind back to God. Volume 16, September 6, 1923. Everything you, Louisa, feel in your heart is me. Your anxieties, your sorrows, the sighs, your martyrdom, you suffer being deprived of me are me. Those are my heartbeats that resound in you, bringing you my pains, hiding me from you. And so when love can no longer resist surpassing justice, it forces me to unveil myself. And as he was saying this, he made himself seen. My God, who can tell how reborn I felt? See, when we see Jesus, everything will change for us. When we see him as who he is, we will become like him, Scripture says. See, this reborn that the Protestants are talking about isn't what Jesus wants. He wants us to be reborn in him. to look at him. See, our eyes, he says in volume 36, our eyes were made to see God. Our ears were made to hear God. Our mouth was here to taste God. All our senses are here for God. And as Catholics, we see God in the monstrance. We see God at Holy Mass. When the priest holds the host up and says, look, here is the Lamb of God, it's not time to lower our eyes. It's to look at Jesus and say, you are my God. You are my Lord. You are my Master. You are my King. You are my all. He has to hear that from us. Lord, I'm not worthy. No, I am not worthy that you are here, and I recognize you, and I love you, and you are my King, my God, my all. See, it's not to look away from Jesus. The same thing when we're at the monstrance, when we're looking at Jesus in the monstrance. It's not to look away from Jesus. It's to look at Jesus, to fall in love with Jesus. Then Jesus added, my daughter Louisa, you gave me a dwelling in you on earth, and I, God, listen to this, keep you in heaven inside my sacred heart. So while being on earth, you are with me in heaven. See, this is, he said this to Dina Bellinger, the divine substitute. When Jesus appeared, he said, you will die on this day. And so she told all the nuns, I'm going to die on this day. So all the nuns gathered around her with their candles, and nothing happened. And 2 weeks later, Jesus appeared, and she says, I think I must have misunderstood what you said. You said I was going to die last week, and or 2 weeks ago, and as you can see, I'm not dead. And Jesus says, you are dead. I am your divine substitute. You are in heaven. And he says, and when this body dies, you will see from that moment on, you were with me in heaven. Right now, you can't see it. Now think about this. She did not possess the divine will. Yet, Jesus said to her, you are my divine substitute. I am reigning in you. You are in heaven, and I'm reigning in you. And now he says this to Louisa. He says, you gave me a dwelling on earth, and I keep you in heaven inside my sacred heart. So being on earth, you are with me in heaven. This is also happens to the little children of the holy divine will. When we say to Jesus, I want you to dwell in my heart. I want my heart to be your throne. Jesus says the same thing to us. You have given me a dwelling on earth, and I will keep you in heaven in my sacred heart. We have to believe what Jesus has said is truth. He says, believe that you received it, and it is yours. I believe, I receive. I believe this, and I receive it. See, this is not just something to read. What to put it into practice is to speak to Jesus. This is what you did with Louisa. I am linked to Louisa. I have given you my heart on earth, a dwelling place on earth. Lord Jesus, as you took Louisa into heaven, inside your sacred heart, let me be taken to heaven inside your sacred heart. Jesus says, if that's what you want, that's what I'll do. See, Jesus is giving to everyone what they want. You want to live a life separated from God? So be it. You want to live a life united to God? So be it. See, this is where the peace, joy, and happiness comes, because as you really begin to understand that Jesus wants what you want, even to the point of if you want hell, he will give it to you. And a lot of people start hell early in their life. They live in sin, and for the rest of their life, they suffer because of sin. And hell began when they turned away from God. And then hell continues until they go to confession and repent. And that's why we repair and redo for your family, your friends, your neighbors, for all the children of God. Watch what's going to happen. Jesus says, I'm going to wage war against mankind, and it's not a war of blood, it's a war of love, and you will not be able to force me away again. He's given this to us in the name of everyone. So when you pray at night and you say to Jesus, I want heaven, I don't want hell. I pray this in the name of everyone, past, present, and future. And then you pray loudly to God, I want heaven. Jesus hears that from everybody on earth with your voice. I don't want hell. Jesus hears that from everyone on earth with your voice. I want you to forgive me. I want you to have mercy on me. Please forgive me in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Do you see how this is the prayer to the Holy Spirit? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated, and then you will renew the face of the earth through us. Jesus has great plans. Jesus has glorious plans, and we're in them. And he's asking us to say to him, I want you to dwell with me on earth. And Jesus says, then I want you to dwell with me in heaven. Then he says this, so while being on earth, you are with me in heaven. Do you believe that? The response said, I believe, I receive. I believe this, and therefore I receive it. The divinity delights in the little daughter of the Supreme Volition, having her in heaven with itself. And since we, Triune God, have our little daughter in heaven and on earth, it is not worthy for us to destroy the earth, as justice would want to, since the creatures deserve it. At the most, many cities shall disappear. The earth shall open abysses in several places, making lands and people disappear, and war shall decimate it. But out of regard for our little daughter of our divine will, Luisa Picaretta, and the souls linked to Luisa, we shall not destroy it. You have to understand, it's going to be bad. But he says, you let me dwell in you, and you will dwell with me in heaven, and therefore the earth will not be destroyed. World without end. Having given her the task to make our divine will live on earth, Jesus says, we will not destroy the earth. So this is what we're doing. Do you see why Jesus needs us to be linked to Luisa? We can't do this on our own. We're nobody. We're nothing. Luisa has done this. So the more that we link ourselves to Luisa, the more certain we are that God is going to do what he promised Luisa and promised the little children of the Holy Divine Will linked to Luisa. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious. Don't be negative. Don't be complaining. Trust in Jesus. Believe in him. Hope in him. Have confidence in him. Say this prayer until you know it. Pray this paragraph until you know it. Say to Jesus, I want you to dwell in my heart. I want my heart to be your throne. And Jesus will say, then I want you in my heart, in heaven, while you are on earth. Do you see why there's no need to be fearful of what's coming? We will be filled with peace, joy, and happiness as the world runs in terror, pulling their hair out, screaming in horror of what is coming. See, Jesus is going to be with us. We're going to be with Jesus. There is nothing to fear. The more we understand this, the happier we're going to be. The more we understand this, we can look with love in our brothers and sisters' eyes and say, God is going to take care of this. We don't have to condemn anybody. We don't have to gossip about anybody. But we say to Jesus, you're in me and I'm in you. Lord, let it be done as you say. God, watch what God's going to do. Volume 16, September 21st, 1923. Now, as I was in this painful state, my always and adorable Jesus moved in my interior, and stretching out one arm, he held me tightly to give me back life and told me about my daughter. My divine will wanted to make justice of you, Luisa. This was necessary in order to test your fidelity, since all my attributes concur in all my works. Now, we have to understand this, that Jesus is going to test us as well. He has to. You know, you don't say to a teenager, do you know how to drive the car? And the kid says yes, and they throw him the keys and you walk away. You got to look at the kid and go, well, let's see how adult you are. Let's see how responsible you are. What have you learned? How do you do this? How do you do that? And that's what Jesus is going to do to us. He's going to test us to see whether or not he can trust us. He's going to give us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. But we need to be tested. So he's going to put us in situations that seem impossible. And he's going to say, what about this? What are you going to do? And if we scream and tear our hair out and run around with, you know, suicidal thoughts, God's going to go, well, I guess you're not ready. But when we say, fiat, let it be done as you say, I trust you, I believe in you, I have confidence in you, I trust you with my life, I trust you with my finances, I trust you with my health, I trust you with my family, I trust you, Jesus, completely. God's going to say, okay, what about now? How about this situation? Jesus, I trust in you. What about this situation? Jesus, I trust in you. And it'll get to the point where Jesus will say, as he said to Job, I trust him. So that's the other thing too. Two things we have to remember. We're all going to go through the life of Job. You better read it. And we're all going to need the Psalms. You better pray it. And the Psalms basically, it's to pray the rounds. You're going to be each and every one of us, Jesus is going to say to the devil, I want you to see my son, my daughter. I want you to see how they trusted me. So you have to understand, it's going to get tough. It's going to get very tough. But he says, you pray the prayers as Jesus prayed. He prayed the Psalms. You pray the prayers that Jesus prayed. He prayed the rounds. And you're going to get through this. It's going to be really tough. But God's going to take care of each and every one of us. So Jesus says this. When the generations shall see all that I, God, poured into you, Louisa, this is the 36 volumes, surprised they shall say, how could she not do all this after all the graces that God gave to her? My justice shall show the trials it made you undergo, and shall say to them, I, God, made her go through the fire of my divine justice, and I, God, found her faithful. Therefore, my love has continued its course. Now, we're linked to Louisa. That's what we're saying. I want to be linked to Louisa. I want this gift of the divine will. So there will be a little fire of divine justice we're going to go through. God's going to see if you're faithful. And it's not much. He's going to basically going to say, how do you keep holy the Sabbath? He's going to say that to you. How often do you go to confession? How often do you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? How often do you pray the rosary? He's going to ask us this. And then he's going to say, I want to give you more. And what he gives us is heaven on earth. That's what he gives us with this gift. So he says, even more, you must know. This is a command from Jesus, that the first one to make justice of you was my divine love. How many trials did it not make to go you through in order to be certain of your love? The second one was the cross that made severe justice of you, to the extent that my divine will, drawn by my love and by my cross, wanted to descend into you to make you live in it. But also my divine will did not want to be outdone by my love and by my cross, to be more certain, its jealousy withdrew, making justice of you, Louisa, to see whether you would continue your flights in my divine will without me. Sacred Scripture says this, Jesus is going to come to the earth with justice. What does Jesus say here? My love and the cross making justice of you. What's coming? See, this is why it's going to be good for some, it's going to be bad for most. Most people have said to God, I don't want you. I don't want your church. Luisa stood in her place with this, as he says, with the fire of divine justice. For each person, that's a human who has done this. And Jesus says very clearly that when we pray, we do the same thing. This is why it's very, very important for us to read in volume 35. All I'm thinking of is the wrong date, but it's the final surprise of love, the last surprise of love that Jesus gives to a soul. That's in volume 35. I think it's my mind's gone. The last surprise of love is Jesus talks to every soul for an hour after they die. And each moment, so you have to understand there's no time or space with God. So that microsecond that with the person dies is when God spends an hour with a soul. And we pray that in the Hail Mary, now at the hour of our death. Jesus says he's going to speak to that soul, and he's going to show the soul heaven, he's going to show the soul hell. And he's going to say to the soul, this is where you can be if you wish, because of the souls praying for you, that's us, or you could go to the other place. It's all up to you. And that's the last surprise of love. When somebody dies, and this is what's so beautiful about the divine will, we are called to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Volume 16, October 4th, 1923, my daughter Luisa, how could I leave you if my divine will is imprisoned in your soul? And giving life to all your acts, carrying out its life as within its own center. So here, Jesus says, my divine will is your center, Luisa. My divine will is imprisoned in your soul. It cannot be released. My divine will is giving life to every thought, every word, every deed. My divine will carries out within its life within your soul as its own center. This is where the divine will reigns. So, my life is in one point of the earth. Ah, if this life of mine on earth was not there, my divine justice would pour itself out with such fury as to annihilate the earth. Now, we're linked to Luisa in many places throughout the world. And Jesus is saying the same thing. Ah, this life of mine is on earth, though the soul's linked to Luisa. My divine justice, if it wasn't there, would pour itself out with such fury as to annihilate the earth. See, there's great plans that God has. He is going to bring about a new beginning for mankind. But it's not new at all. It's what God originally planned with Adam. It's sanctification. Volume 16, February 2nd, 1924. Who enjoys more, the one who has studied and has worn out his intelligence on books, on many scientific things, or the one who has only looked at them? Certainly the one who has studied can earn fair profits, can occupy distant positions. On the other hand, the other one can enjoy only with his sight, if he sees something related to science. And the same with all the other things. If this happens on earth, much more so in heaven, where justice weighs with scales of love every little good act done by the soul and places upon that good the act of an unending happiness, unending joy, unending beauty. This is divine. It's not good and holy and saintly. Volume 16, April 8th, 1924, my daughter Luisa, the offenses that they give me are so many that I feel drowned with pains, and if I wanted to share them with you, you could not have resisted and remained alive. Don't you feel the weight that they give me to the point of crushing me? A weight that since I am within you, I inevitably share with you, And if I wanted to rest together with you, my divine justice would pour itself out freely against man, and the world would roll about. And as he said this, Jesus closed his eyes, and it seemed that the world would roll around, and all created things would go out of the order of creation. The water, the earth, the mountains, etc., were in turmoil among themselves because of the homicidal and noxious for man. And became homicidal and noxious for man. Who can say the great troubles that occurred? Taken by fright, I cried out, Jesus, open your eyes, do not sleep. Don't you see how all things are messed up and throw themselves into disorder? Okay, just for you to understand, that's what's coming. You're going to see the world shake. That's what Scripture says. Out of order. You're going to see everything messed up, thrown upside down, completely disordered. Remember what Jesus says. He says, this has never been seen before by man and will never be seen again. It is so awful. Why? It's sin coming to the earth. Remember in November when we first read part one, Jesus said that I am going to allow the demons to be released from the pit of hell. And when they come out, they're going to say, we have only been released because Jesus allowed us to be released. Why would Jesus do that? He says, because that's what man wants. That's why you go to your room, close your doors, and you don't look out. See, death is coming to the earth. That's the 3 days of darkness. God is going to say to the devil, take what's yours. Take what's yours and leave. My kingdom is coming. And Jesus says this in volume 20. It will happen like in the twinkling of an eye. It will happen as if by magic, that the kingdom will be established on earth as it is in heaven. And everyone will say, how did it occur? And Jesus said, it happened because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. You have to understand, this cannot continue. You cannot participate with your eyes, with your ears, the things on movies and television. And you can't participate in this. You can't have little idols around in your house. Ask Jesus to show you the idols and you will be greatly surprised. Oh my goodness, this has nothing to do with God. And we've honored it. My parents honored it. My grandparents honored it. Get it out of the house. See, we have to become Catholic. We don't belong to the world. We are in the world, but not part of the world. This is what Jesus is looking for. So he says, Jesus says again, have you seen my daughter? I, God, cannot rest, but just closing my eyes, if you know how many evils occurred, for you it is necessary to sleep, that I may not see you succumb completely. However, know that I place you in the center of my divine will, so that your sleep too may be an embarkment for my divine justice that justly wanting to pour out against mankind. So here again he says, Louisa's in the center of God's divine will. And divine justice is coming. It has to come. And he says to Louisa, you're going to bring it. Volume 16, April 11th, 1924. I do not want to displease you, Louisa. I, God, want you to make you content. If you want me to suspend you, I will do it. However, know that divine justice wants to follow its course, and you and I must surrender in part. There are certain rites of divine justice that one cannot do without. But since I, God, placed you, Louisa, in the center of my divine will, in this state of victim, even though you, Louisa, now sleep, now you suffer, now you pray, it is always an embarkment for my divine justice in order to prevent the course of the almost total destruction of things. You see what's coming? When everything starts shaking, I mean, Jesus' scripture tells us, valleys will be filled, mountains will be leveled. I mean, is it just some, you know, poetry? He says very clearly, it's going to be almost total destruction. See, the Lord says, my kingdom is coming, a new heavens and a new earth. And he wants us to be part of that. So he's asking us, don't live here anymore. Well, with your heart. Don't live here anymore with your mind. Don't live here anymore. Live in the kingdom. Adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God and worshiping God. Because your home isn't here. Our Lady said that again to Bruno 70 years ago at Our Lady of Revelation in Rome. She said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. She says, my children are going to live in eternity. The devil and his followers are going to live in time and space. Now think about it. We are called to live in eternity. We're not called to live here. That's why we're only here a short period of time. Scripture says 70, 80 if you're strong. But that's it. And like I've said before, most of us have one foot on the grave and the other on a banana peel. It's not very stable here. But again, if you're living in heaven already, there's nothing to worry about. In fact, this is only about chastisements. It's not only about chastisements, it is about destruction. Again, now Louisa halved what World War II was about. Jesus is saying to us, if we're linked to Louisa, are you willing to half what's coming again? Instead of total destruction, instead of complete destruction, are you willing to give your fiat to that? Volume 16, April 23rd, 1924. My daughter Louisa, patience. This is the weight of the world that crushes us. Yet one single edge leaning on you serves me, Jesus, in order not to put an end to the whole world. If you knew how many deceits, how many frauds, how many evils they commit, and how many hidden machinations of ruin the creatures are plotting to be ruined more among themselves, that increase even more the weight of upon my shoulders to the point of making divine justice overflow. This is why there shall be great evils throughout the whole world. And then, why do you fear that it might be the enemy to put you in this state? When the enemy makes one suffer, he throws desperation, impatience, disturbance. On the other hand, when it is me, I, God, infuse love, patience, and peace. I infuse light and truth. So we know when the devil's bothering us, when you become impatient, when you are disturbed, when you're desperate. But when Jesus gives us suffering, it is love, patience, peace, joy, light, truth. This is what the Lord is waiting for. He's waiting for us to allow him to have his way with us. Now, if you pray for suffering, you will definitely get it. I can guarantee you. You pray for suffering and you will have it. And then Jesus at the end of your life said, why did you pray for it? I gave you what you wanted. But you're supposed to pray for God's mercy and his love. That's what you pray for. Lord, show me your mercy. Lord, show me your love. And in the divine will, we're saying this to all, for all mankind. We want all mankind to be on its knees saying to Jesus, Jesus, show me your mercy. Show me your love. Forgive me of my sins. Have mercy on my soul. Bring me to heaven. See, this prayer in the divine will is so powerful. Everyone is praying it with your voice. This is the rounds. You say you love your family, pray in the divine will. Pray for Jesus' family. Pray for everybody who has never even heard of Jesus. I mean, when you think about it, 1 billion people are Catholic, 6 billion are not. Jesus is saying, I want them in heaven. And he's saying to us, I will bring them to heaven through your prayers in the divine will. Volume 16, May 10th, 1924. My daughter Louisa, it is not right that my justice takes arms against man to strike him and to almost destroy the many lives that dirty the earth and that make it disappear, entire regions together with them, so that the earth may be purified by so many pestiferous lives and by so many incarnate devils that, disguised under the thin veil of apparent good, they are plotting ruins for the church and for society. Do you think that my absence from you is something trivial? No, on the contrary, the longer is my absence from you, the graver shall be the chastisements. And then, remember how many things I have told you about my divine will. So the evils, the destructions, shall serve to fulfill what I have told you, that my divine will may come to reign upon earth. But it wants to find it purified. In order to purify it, destructions are needed. Do you see what's happening? Destructions are needed. Entire civilizations, Our Lady says in Fatima, entire nations will be gone. Volume 16, June 1st, 1924. My daughter Louisa, how much great good the memory of me and of all that I did, suffered, and said in my life procures for the soul. By compassioning me and making my intentions her own, and by remembering one and one my pains, my works, my words, she calls them into herself and places them in nice order within her soul in such a way as to come to take the fruits of all that I, Jesus, did, all that I, Jesus, suffered, all that I, Jesus, said. This produces a sort of divine humidity within the soul. And where the sun of my grace delights in rising and informing a celestial dew by virtue of that humidity. And this dew does not only embellish the soul in a marvelous way, but it has the virtue of mitigating the rays of the burning sun of my divine justice. When finding souls burnt up with the fire of sin, it is about to strike them, burn them, and wither them more and more. By mitigating its rays, this divine dew uses them to form a beneficial dew in order to prevent them from striking the creatures, and it becomes vital humidity so as not to let them wither. So here, Jesus is showing us that in the divine will, as we read the hours of the Passion, the intense sun, the intense heat of the sun, light of the sun, will not destroy the crops. What are the crops? It's everything that Jesus has planted, everything that Jesus wants to reign on earth. As you read the hours of the Passion, this is what Jesus is saying. A new beginning happens. They are saved from complete destruction. Volume 16, June 6, 1924. I was in the midst of my usual and hard pains of the privation of Jesus, and I feel under the lash of a divine justice that punishes me with great rigor, without even a shadow of pity. Oh, punishing justice of God, how terrible you are! But you are even more terrible when you hide from the one who loves you. Your arrows would be sweeter to me if, while you punish me, even tearing me to pieces, my Jesus were with me. Oh, how I cry over my destiny. Even more, I would like heaven and earth, everyone, to cry with me over the destiny of the poor exiled one, Louisa, who not only lives far away from her fatherland, but is also left by her Jesus, who was her only comfort, the only support of her longed exile. So you can see here again, she felt as if she was dying without Jesus. She felt as if she was dying. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Anybody